Welcome to Religion, Economics, and Politics. I'm your host, Morris Jackson. And as promised on our last podcast, we're going to continue our series on wealth building. And I told you I was going to bring someone in who could talk to us and educate us and give us that wisdom and knowledge we need on building wealth in the stock market. So, you know, I had the opportunity to meet this brother, and he probably didn't even remember this, but I met him through an online podcast. It was on this young lady's podcast, and I can't remember her name now, but that was the first time that I saw him. And from the moment he started talking, I started applying his principles. And I was able to build, you know, accumulate some wealth. And I'll tell you what, on a personal note, that wealth really came in handy because my mother passed away last year. And like so many of us, she didn't necessarily have all of the coverage that she needed to properly, you know, put her away, you know, with some dignity. So, but hey, I built some wealth through the stock market. And I was able, you know, to go into, you know, those funds that I had built up and didn't necessarily have to touch, you know, my bill money, as we say, you know, or you know, our week to week, you know, income. But I mean, I was so grateful I was able to do that. And we all know that things are going to happen in life. We can't stop that, but we can be prepared. So, but anyway, I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to let this gentleman introduce himself. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be on your show and to try and educate your audience about the importance of building wealth. Okay. I want to make sure everybody can hear me. Okay. I think I'm audible. Gotcha. What I have tried to do is show people that there are a couple different ways that we can actually build wealth. Well, three, I think. I think through real estate, meaning home ownership. Through what I call these insurance, you know, life insurance and all those things that people tend to not fully divulge into the insurance industry, like, you know, barrel insurance, life insurance, all those things around that sphere. And thirdly, the stock market, right? So all three things I've mentioned does not require a college degree, doesn't require any extensive, you know, extensive learning. You just have to be willing to go out there and take on responsibility in those three areas, right? You know, owning a property, you know, don't pay rent, you know, build up some equity there. Life insurance, somebody passes, unfortunately, it's going to happen. Nobody wants anybody to die, but it's going to happen. And if it does, you're passing, you know, a bulk sum of money down from one generation to the next. Okay. And then thirdly, I think the most important piece and the piece that I specialize in is around the stock market. Those three pieces are where most Americans are building their wealth. If you go out there and look at the disparity between, you know, African-American wealth and the other races out here, there's a huge disparity. But we see we work every day. We're working hard. Everybody is like, well, why is there such a difference? Well, the difference is in those three areas that I just mentioned. You know, certain communities inherently do these three things. Because of our history, we weren't taught those things. That kind of got me into the mindset of, hey, we need to start educating us. And podcasts like this, podcasts like, you know, I do have a podcast as well, and all these financial
outlets. Yeah, go ahead and plug that podcast.
Oh, yeah, we'll get there. But all these financial outlets are there for us. This technology has leveled the playing field. Access through social media has leveled the playing field for information. It hasn't always been this way, guys. Previous generations didn't have this. If you didn't hear it at a coffee house or a bar or club or church, you probably didn't get the information before social media. But now with social media, we get a chance to spread good things. And so I think this is it's a neutralizer, so to speak. Jim Crow was not around to control the social media and the information that you guys are about to get today. Okay. So that's going to be important. So I think building wealth is very important. It's key to structure in families. You look at families, it's key to keeping crime down. Think about it. If we talk about financial stability and wealth, I've just mentioned, you know, curbing crime, keeping families together. All that stuff has a, you know, wealth is a is at the core of a lot of that stuff. Not having money is at the core of a lot of those things. So if we can tackle the wealth part, maybe the family structure will come back, so on and so forth. So, but anyway, but yeah, thanks for having me on. But I do want to talk about my specialty, which is the stock market. You know, there is a misconception that people say, well, I don't have money to buy stocks. Well, I think if you have $5, like I teach people in my classes, you can start buying stocks. It's not about the amount of money that you have. It's about the process, right? If you can learn the process early of investing when it's time to invest, I think, you know, in prioritizing investing, I think it's going to solve a lot of issues around not having assets, okay? So, but anyway, that's my little intro. Who I am? Well, I started investing. I always age myself when I say this. In 1998, and I've been investing ever since. Haven't stopped. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to get into that when I get into my presentation here. But I'll go ahead and tell you guys, finance background. Been on the stock market for a long period of time, and in 2016, I started training others around wealth. Okay, and building stock wealth and creating assets through the stock market. I started that in 2016. It's really taken off. I think we've trained close to 4,000 to 5,000 people in one fashion or another. So it's been a really hot program. The reason why it grows is because of podcasts like this and because of people who come to the class referring other people. I've had people bringing their grandmothers in there, right? Children, grandmothers, spouses.
That's awesome, Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
It's been incredible. And that's with limited marketing. I'm based in Memphis, Tennessee. This is not a big market town. But because of social media, the word has gotten out across the country and across the world. I've had people training from all over the world, different time zones. So it's been incredible. And it also shows the thirst for this knowledge. We all know the wealthy gets rich off the stock market. That's just what they say. But we're diving into the details. Well, how do they do that? Well, these are the steps that they're taking. And again, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It matters about process that you have when you get paid. And I talk about that. As a matter of fact, when I get into my classes, the first 25% of that class is around budgeting. I need to know this. If you can't budget what you have now, the stock market is just another slot machine for you. And we don't want this to be a slot machine. Okay. We want this thing to be something that you're methodically doing, purposeful, and how you're putting your money out there to work for you. Okay. So that's kind of what I train. I take 25 minutes exploring your budget and talk about how to create enough revenue to start investing. And we talk about different things along those lines first. Then I get into how do I structurally put this portfolio together? And then how do we watch it grow over time? Okay. So that's kind of the premise of what I do from a training perspective. Okay. All right. Any more questions? I can jump into a little presentation here if you like, Morris.
No, Ray, this is great. This really dovetails off of what we've been talking about for the past 6 months, 6-7 months since we started this podcast. Right. And, you know, we talked about insurance, you know, the life insurance that, you know, hey, look, like you said, we all are going to pass away. There's a time appointed to us all. It's a stark reality, but you might as well be prepared for it. And this is how generational wealth in a lot of instances have been built in a lot of families. And we need to realize the importance of that. So then also talking about, we also talked about trust funds. And so that was another thing that we looked at and you know, and that is, we're talking about the tax man. So we want to make sure that once we built the wealth up, we also want to protect the wealth as well.
Exactly.
So, but this dovetails perfectly into what we're talking about. So I'm so glad you hit on those points. But anyway, I'm going to be quiet, man, because I want to drain every drop of wisdom, knowledge we can get out of you in this short segment. And so, yeah, I'm going to be quiet. You go right ahead.
Sure. No problem. Now, what I will do is share a screen. It's like a Q&A that I have that I introduced to some of the the investors, people who are coming in, with intent on learning how to invest. So I'll kind of walk through that. Again, this is the name of a company that was founded in 2016, Sidemore Investments. I have two daughters. One, the oldest name is Sydney. The second oldest daughter name is Morgan. Nobody's ever asked me, where did that term Sidemore come from? S-Y-M-O-R, Sydney and Morgan. So you may not have known that, but that's the origination of that.
Thank you for revealing that. I always wondered that.
Exactly. And Sydney has a finance degree and she's studying for her Series 7. And both of those guys have been instrumental, even at a young age. They started in high school with helping me put these seminars on, helping me with all of the technical pieces around putting all this together. So they're integrated into this company, whether they realize it or not. As a matter of fact, I'm on Morgan's laptop and this is her presentation. So I have been working them the entire time. And I knew that in 2016, we were going to build something great and I was going to hand it off to them one day. So, but they have to be prepared for it. But I think they're in good hands. Morgan's in New York. Sydney just completed two degrees, one in finance and one in fashion. They have so many talents. And Sydney has already owned a business already, and she's getting ready to start something else. And then she also does this with me. So it's been an amazing journey so far. But let me talk about this presentation. Right here, you see something that says achieve financial freedom. What does that mean? To me, that means that you're debt-free. It also means that, if something happens, you can take care of it comfortably. You can travel the world. And you can pretty much, you can write checks for your grandkids to go to a private school if you want to. To me, that's financial freedom. Financial freedom is not buying designer clothes and bags. It's not, buying the biggest car in the lot and things of that nature. I want people to understand the purpose of money is a peace of mind, right? Being able to do what you want, being able to walk off a job if you didn't like it, or being able to launch a new career or a new business if you wanted to. That's what financial freedom is. We need to look at money a totally different way. And also with money, I even said this in a video yesterday, with money, money knows how to make money faster than you do, right? So the question becomes, well, how do I get into that process? Money can make money for you. And the great Warren Buffett says that if you don't learn how to make money while you sleep, you'll work till you die. You have to break that down. Warren Buffett says that. You can Google that one. You can't work for every dime that you make because your body is going to get tired for the most part because things, with this inflation and all this other stuff, things are getting more and more expensive. You're going to find yourself working two or three jobs, so on and so forth. You don't want to do that. You have to stop, do a timeline and say, wait a minute. Let me make sure that the money that I'm making now, let me make sure I'm doing the best with that. I'm making the best decisions with that, okay? Now, I got something here on the products that we have, and I hate to just plug products out here, but.
No, please do, brother. Please do, go right ahead.
What we have is an investor bootcamp. I have this thing called elite membership, shadow trading, mentorships. You can do classes online, remotely, recorded classes. I have portfolio planning and I have the live training. Guys, when we started this thing in 2016, it was probably one line. It was live remote training and that was it. But look at the growth that we've had so far. And this website, cyberinvestmentswealth.com, that's something that Sydney Brown created. She actually did that entire website for me. And this is me in Manhattan visiting my younger daughter up in New York. She goes to school out there, but that's me on Wall Street. But they put all this stuff together and I think they've done a phenomenal job. But guys, we've been able to create all of these products based off of the needs of the people and based off of the results that we have had with the process. You guys, everybody out there knows, especially in our community, you're not going to just run out there and start something and not be battle tested, right? When I mean the word battle tested in our culture, your customer service has to be spot on. your results have to stand, and you have to have integrity. Those three things in our community, we all know, man. You know, we say that in a minute, man. You know, we don't support each other. You know, we'll say that in a minute. Well, we just got a, because of the culture and because of all of the MLMs and all this stuff that people introduce to us that's not solidified and valid, because they look at us as a vulnerable community. They come to take advantage of us. They'll come in church and take advantage of us. They'll come in your frat houses and take advantage of us. We have that, what they call the, and we're suspicious because of what the system, what the system out in America has done to us. So, you know, you're gonna have a tough crowd, but that's okay. When I started the remote training, the very first class was pretty good, but I had like 10 people in a class. But you know what? I didn't care. Whether I was training 10 people or 1,000, I gave them the same product, and I wanted to make sure that they were happy with the results that they had, and made sure, you know, our integrity was there, the results were there, and the content was there. So that's a testament of what we've been able to do so far. Okay. Now, let me just jump into something really quick on the market. Let me go to the next page here. I'm a little challenged with this. Let's click on that one. All right, there we go. It was a little slow. All right. Now, just to your audience, and Mars, you may have seen this chart, but I like to show this chart. Some people may say, well, yeah, I've heard of the stock market before. And yeah, you know, I know you can put your money in something. And the first thing that says, man, did you lose your money? You know, right. They don't understand that when we buy a share of stock, we're trading that currency for an asset. Now, what does that mean? People say, well, Ray, if I get my money, I can go and consume it. I can buy things and get satisfaction immediately with whatever I buy. I go to Dillard's and get a shirt. I can go to the restaurant. I can do all these things with my money. Now you're asking me to put it in something that's not going to give me instant gratification. Well, why should I do that, right? That's what people grapple with quickly in their mind when you ask them to invest in something. They say, well, I can better, you know, use that money doing something else. I'm going to show you guys a chart here to kind of explain why we're in this thing. Okay. Back in 2011, this stock was sitting at about $3 a share. This was a stock that was given to me by a guy who worked on Wall Street. It was $3 a share. On this chart, guys, you see the dollar amount for the stock. And on this side, you see the year in which it traded at that amount. Right there is $3. Now, I can poll your audience today or anybody watching this podcast and say this to them. Hey, man, give me $100 and I'll give you 33 shares of that company. 33 shares of that company for $100. They may say, all right, well, Ray, I guess I'll give it to you. Had they done that, Morris, we're looking at, and I could tell them, all right, 33 shares and forget about that $100 you just given me. Just forget about it. Go on about your business and do whatever else you're going to do. I might be able to pull up a few people to do that. Now check this out. If I had waited 4.5 years in that company with that $100 investment at close to $300 a share, if I got a 33 shares times 300, that's about $10,000, guys, off of a $100 investment, right? This is a stock pharmaceutical company that kind of did extremely well. Now, if I put 1,000 in, I would have got 333 shares. That $1,000 became $100,000, guys, for a lot of people out there on Wall Street. Now, where are all the people that we know? Why didn't they invest in it? Well, they didn't know about this. They didn't know how to go out there and do this. A lot of people kind of know how to do this now. Now it becomes a matter of, can I pick the right stock? Am I disciplined enough to stay in there? And can I build out a portfolio the right way? That's where I come in. I show you how to do that. But my whole goal is to give you guys opportunities to make money like this. Okay. So we've taken $100 to $10,000, $1,000 to $100,000. Okay. But it took 1, 2, 3, 4.5 years. You got to wait. It's not going to be instant gratification. And that's okay. Because in my training class, I train you on investing a small portion of your disposable income, right? So in other words, instead of maybe taking in Red Lobsters or a movie, we'll say, well, I may do half a Red Lobster and not do the movie and put a little money on the markets. That's the only kind of discipline I'm asking people to do, okay? I'm asking you just to pull a little of your money out, invest on the markets. Now, I alluded on a point called, when I started that program in 2016, people were coming in, especially with social media. Man, they can rat you out really fast. If you do something shady or unethical, they're going to put a post out there and you're done. I've been doing this. I've had over 4,000 to 5,000 people. Not one complaint. Not one complaint. At least
not a lot of people can say that, Ray. Not a lot of people.
I know that. I know, because I have a genuine thought process. I want you to build generational wealth. How many people can use $100,000? Right. That previous stock will put $100,000. That's one company can put $100,000 in your pocket. So if I go there, just think about this. This is one company, $100, this pay period. Next pay period, put in another company and another company. Well, at some point, you're going to make a whole bunch of money, right? And then let me go back to this asset again real quick. Whenever this company is PCYC, let's imagine I got $100 in that company. Every employee that's going to that company, clocking in every day, working overtime, putting products out there, the CEO, the corporate board, the executive team, they got objectives, they got things to do. When they meet those goals, they're gonna ensure that the stock price rises. Because when you meet goals from a corporate perspective, you're gonna sell more products. If you sell more products, you're going to increase revenue for the company. When you increase revenue and the profit margin is great, the stock price is gonna go up. Imagine all that work going on and you're on the beach somewhere or you're doing your other thing, but your $100 bill is standing there and saying, all right, once y'all get this work done, we're gonna all benefit. Now I'm not 100, I'm 10,000 or I'm 100,000. That's what I mean by allowing your money to work for you. Every time they clock in and go to work, they're working for that $100 bill investment that you have in that company. So when you think your money is idle, well, it's not really idle. We've put in our money to work. And that's what they mean by that when they say the term put your money to work. All right. So let me just jump over to some what I call testimonials. Guys, now listen, this was before COVID-19. Now, COVID-19 came in and when it first came in, we made a whole lot of money. But now coming out of the pandemic, the market is kind of going the other way. But guess what we're doing? We're gearing up for the next run. I'm excited about some of the shadow programs and things that I'm doing now because I know that the market is going to run again. As a matter of fact, what's happened on the market happened in 2000. It happened in 2008. It happened in 2020, in 2022. For our lifetime, this may be it. This may be your last time to get in and really take advantage of the markets. Right. So I created a shadow program just to make sure people can get in there and take advantage of it. But before this happened, then we're going to be back on this bull run. But you can go out here and look at names of people tagging me and their accounts. This person's in South Carolina. This person to the left is a whole story by herself. She made about $300,000, invested in her friend's business and did all sorts of things. Those are the objectives that I had when I was building my program out. Okay. This is another six-figure account. Names, okay? These are names, and these people give me
real
names.
Real people
that you can inbox, right? And say, hey, did you really do that? And they were like, yeah, I really did that. And one person had to show them the account, but that's okay. We'll do that. Look at that. Real names, 928, 103. I like to put real stuff out there so people can see that we really mean this. And this is a real Maserati. This guy gave, that's my hand holding the key, based off of a penny stock we did. So we have some amazing stories that we share. And this presentation here just talks about the different classes that I have. Listen, guys, when you come in there, if you never touched stock before, that's a course that you want to have, okay? Options trading. This is where we're buying and selling contracts. This, man, that's a whole new phenomenon. I'm not going to get into it here. But we're able to buy options contracts, which are basically, you can buy a contract for $11. And that $11 contract can put 100 shares of stock on it. The stock goes to $5, you made $500. People don't know those things, right? So that's where I kind of talk about. And I got a class called Futures and Commodities. That's where we're able to invest in rice, beans, oil. We can do that cheaply if you know how to do it. Imagine in, over in Ukraine right now, right? So when the Ukraine conflict happened, a bunch of commodity prices jumped. A lot of people made a lot of money, okay? So that's another thing that I'm here teaching you guys. And guess what? You don't need a certificate. You don't need a lot of money to get started. Anybody can get out there and start moving into this in this field. You can take $20.
And quickly, right there, I want to hold it on that slide there. You know, if you've ever heard about guys like Mitt Romney and some of these guys who make money off the market, they bet on whether it's going to go down or up.
Exactly.
And they make money either way. This exactly. is what he's talking about right here. This is it.
Yep,
and
yep.
you can do the same thing.
You can do the same. And I got investors doing it every day. Every day that, you know, I get messages all day, every day about how much money they're making. As a matter of fact, someone who just joined the Biden administration had to dissolve all of their portfolio.
Yes.
Because they got their high ranking position. Go out there and look it up. Millions of dollars in options contracts and stocks.
Yes.
I told people, I said, guess what, guys? All those politicians, all those people around the Pentagon and the White House, they're all stockholders. They're all doing this stuff. We're down here working, you know, we're 40 hours a week on a job, paying bills, get a little bit of leftover to go have some fun. You go back to work. That's a vicious cycle. It works for the system. It may not be working for you. So I want us to think about getting out of that cycle, guys. There's no end. You know, let me tell y'all something. When COVID hit, guys, America had more money at their disposal than they had ever had before, right? These are facts. You know, during 2020, you know, nobody was traveling, nobody was wanting to eat. So people were saving money, getting out of debt and everything. Then something happened. People start quitting work. They said, well, I ain't got to go to work no more. Or they started going out and venturing and doing different jobs. The great resignation is what they called it. The system didn't like that. The system needs reliable workers to be there every Monday morning to Friday. The executives and the top 2% needs that. What was happening in this great resignation, people were becoming entrepreneurs. They started doing other things. They said, wait a minute. I don't have to be locked in on this job for 40 hours. I can go out and make money with three or four different streams of income. The system didn't like that, right? People started learning options, building out stock portfolios on their own. System didn't like that. So now, we got this thing called inflation. Y'all know what inflation is? I got a whole podcast on that. Inflation is raising. I went, you know what, guys? I have a habit of eating with these chips. They're called stacks. These little chips look like Pringles. They used to be 99 cents. Now they're $3.69 a can. What is America doing? Taking all that excess money out of the system. They need you back dependent. They need those credit card payments. You know, they need that debt to go back up to have a, you know, I hate to say this, they have to have a certain class. They have to have, you know, the lower class, middle class has to be a certain amount, and the top class has, that's capitalism, guys. They want it to work like that for it to be as efficient as they need it to be. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is the system is not going to save you and create wealth for you. You have to physically go out there and make a decision to say, hey, I got to do better. I got to invest. I want to make some money. So I started out all that by saying the people in Washington, all stockholders, follow the money, do what they do, right? If all the wealthy people around you are doing, even if my little $100 bill, if they got a million, I got 100, I'm going to be allocating my money across percentage-wise the same way the millionaires do, okay? As my revenue, as my money increases, my portion that I put on the market increases as well. That way I can be proportioned across my entire, you know, working career. So I want everybody to think like that. But anyway, just getting through here quickly. I know we're getting close here. Stock market classes. I have this boot camp coming up. So you're learning all this stuff, guys, you know, that's out there. And that's actually coming up next week. Then I have private sessions. And then I have this elite membership, which is another item where I actually help you build out a stock portfolio. I got an options, a shadow program. Guess what, guys? This is what I'm saying here. You invest $250 a month in your own account for over 3 years. That's going to be $10,000 in working capital. Every month in this program, I'm going to tell you exactly what to buy. So when people say, hey, Ray, I want to invest, but I don't have time. I just don't have time to mess with it. Well, I'm doing it for you. Kinda. I'm telling you what to get in that program there. So that, I think that's a great one. Also, guys, we have a mentorship where I teach you cradle to grave, everything you want to know. We have these online courses. You can go online and get this stuff really quick. And then I have this thing that I've launched. There you go. There's a podcast. It's called Solving More Investments Wealth Podcast. There's one out there now on inflation. So I think that's a great podcast for you guys. And then I have a way to get started. Of course, all the different payment methods there. And that's how you can get in contact with me as well. But, that's about it. And that's the website, guys, cyberinvestmentswealth.com. So if you're interested in any of those products, you can go there or you can reach out, that way, and we can get you moving in the right direction. Go right ahead, Morris.
Ray, look, so much information. And guys, let me tell you, you really don't understand how great of a privilege it is to have this gentleman on the podcast today. If you want to grow your wealth, hitch your wagon to this guy. I won't pitch anything that I haven't personally been able to morally endorse. And I can tell you, I endorse this brother. He's a professional. He knows what he's doing. And you saw the testimonies, and there's many more. He just shared just a snapshot of some of the testimonies and wealth. So you can follow him on Facebook. You go to his webpage there. I'm also going to post his, and I got his permission to do this. So I want to post his information and on our website, reppodcast.com. Take this knowledge, apply it, because, knowledge is only good if we apply it and practice it. one thing I want to say is that, the Bible talks about wealth. And, I always bring it back to biblical perspective. And, people say, well, Morris, this is religion, economics, and politics. And why are you always talking about money? Well, the Bible talks about money, and it talks about money all throughout the Bible. So the Bible talks about investments, talks about the servants with the talents. And, the servant who did not go out and invest his talent, he had the least of the wealth, and he had it taken away from him. As a matter of fact, his master, basically, let him have it. He called him wicked, because he actually didn't go and invest his money. Mm-hmm. So the Bible places emphasis on not only having money, getting money, because the Bible says, "I give you power to get wealth." God gives us the power to get wealth, but we haven't grasped a hold of it. Right. We haven't really embraced that. And then once we get the money, we got to be good stewards of it. As a matter of fact, the Bible also says that it's a sin not to leave your children an inheritance. And this is what we're talking about. This is just one aspect of wealth building that we're talking about here. Right. And we're giving you the tools. And it's just this is my calling. Most of you know, last year I was in the hospital with COVID. And man, I almost died. I was on the way out. And, I had some conversations with God while I was on my deathbed, and this is my calling. So I said, I wasn't going to waste any more time. I was going to make sure that I used, the breath of life that God gave me to inform people. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, if you link up with Ray, I call him Ray. I know it's Raymond Brown, but I call him, old Ray, as he calls himself. You won't be disappointed. You'll be building wealth for your family, establishing a foundation, getting yourself out of debt, freeing up. Because look, time is something that you can't get back. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing you can't buy. But I'll tell you this, if you invest properly and get out of debt, you'll have a lot more time with your family, a lot more time to do those things that maybe God has a calling on your life. Maybe there's something that you were called to do, but that 9 to 5 is making it difficult for you to do that, because you got to go pay the bills, right? We every 2 weeks. If you were to lose that job today, what does the statistics say? Most of us are a paycheck away, right? Maybe two at best. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have a whole bunch of money to get started, but just get started. Like Ray said, you know, you may not have $1 million, but whatever you have, you can invest to scale. Whatever that percentage is, whatever the rich people are doing, you need to mimic that.
Exactly.
So I'll get off of my soapbox and and you know, and we may actually have Ray back. If Ray has an opportunity or time to come back, you know, I don't want to put him on the spot, but I definitely like to have him back. Okay. So we've got some really, really good podcasts coming up. And I also invite you and implore you to, you know, tune in to Hit Ray's podcast as well. So a wealth of knowledge out there. We're going to have some swag also available coming soon. So, you know, I've got to do that. We'll post that on the website. And we'll also post that like on Facebook. So you'll see some links to that as well. But anyway, guys, that concludes our podcast today. Ray, before we go, do you have any last words or anything you want to say to the audience?
Well, it was a pleasure to be here. And hopefully I was able to enlighten you guys on the mystery around investing on the stock market. Most of the time you hear about the markets, people say, oh, I lost money on the markets. The thing about the stock market, the game is never over. So we don't lose until the game is over. I don't know if you guys watch basketball or football. There's a buzzer at the end of those games. But with stock market, there's no buzzer. So you're never at a loss, right? So if you stay in there and stay consistent with it, you can be successful. So always keep that in mind. And I'm a positive person. I always think success. And if you venture into this endeavor, if you're determined and you want to win, and you know there's no ending, you know it's just a matter of time before you actually win. So keep that in mind as well. And thanks again for having me. And I'll be looking forward to coming back again.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Y'all heard it right here. So he's accepted to come back. I'm going to hold him to that as well. Ray, thank you so much. And to the audience, as I say all the time, stay vigilant and stay encouraged. And make sure that you like and share this podcast. Share it with a neighbor, share it with a family member, share it with a friend. Whatever you do, share it. Don't keep it to yourself. Right. Be blessed.